This is KUT. This fall, the Manor Independent School District is starting a new kind of lending library. Students can check out backpacks filled with books from their teachers to bring home. It's part of a larger effort to get more books in front of younger students and their families. KUT's Kate McGee reports that can be difficult in the small Austin suburb, especially during the summer.
One of the best ways to prepare a child for kindergarten is to read to them. But for many parents in Manor, access to books is limited and expensive. Most schools are closed in the summer, and the city of Manor doesn't have a public library. Travis County provides a free building for a volunteer library right outside city limits. It has a hodgepodge collection of books. Betty Shavilov is one of the 7 volunteer librarians.
And this is our children's section. And then we have Spanish books, too, for children and for adults.
Do you see a lot of Spanish speakers come in?
Yes, mm-hmm. We really do. And then over here is our fiction books.
The books are donated or purchased for cheap by one of the volunteer librarians. The library also has 6 computers, and Shavilov says that's mainly why people come in if the library is open. Another volunteer, Jim Lamb, says the hours depend on volunteer availability.
We had 2 longtime volunteers retire, and we had to cut back on our hours because we're all volunteers. We've got new volunteers now, so we're able to stay open until 6. That has helped because the parents get off at 3:30, 4. It gives them time to come in, grab some books.
But Tonda Brown with Manor ISD says the current schedule doesn't work for a lot of their students, 80% of whom are poor.
Because it's very limited hours that it actually operates, and even days, our parents don't tend to use it at all. Especially if we have working parents, they're not able to access the library. And then a lot of times, because it's not every day and a certain amount of hours each day, then they don't know what hours, you know, they can't keep up with the schedule. And so they tend not to use it.
If the city wants a fully operational library with longer hours and more resources, it needs help from the city council. Last year, some Manor library volunteers asked the council to chip in. According to minutes from that meeting, Manor City Manager Tom Bolt said the city doesn't have enough money to fully staff the library. There are other ways to access free books, but they require transportation. Manor residents can get a library card at the new public library in Elgin, 20 minutes away, or they can join the Austin Public Library. But that costs $120 per year for non-residents to get a library card. Kate McGee, KUT News.